Hey everyone, it's Gary Kay. Welcome back to another pre-Infocom edition of my Rants and Raves video cast. We've been spending the last month counting down to the show and highlighting, 20 or 30 brands that you need to make sure are on your list to go see at Infocom. One of those is going to be TV One, and I'm joined today with Mark Trevina, who is the Communications and Training Manager at TV One. And you're in your new virtual classroom, right?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome, isn't it? We finished this last week, so we're going to have, as well as TV One and Green Hippo brands, as well as you can see behind me, Calico, yep. Corrymaster 2, got a Green Hippo in the rack. We're also going to have some Act Entertainment brands in here as well. So it's going to be super exciting. We're going to be doing in-room and remote training as well. And we're working towards a VIXA accreditation as well. So it's going to be proper cool.
Yeah, congratulations. I mean, a lot's happened in the last year. Let's start with Calico. That's your fifth generation wall processor aimed at making super complex LED video wall video presentations simple. Talk about that product for just a second and sort of how you see it changing things.
Yeah, it's super powerful. I mean, I'm lucky behind the wall, that's R&D. That's TV One R&D.
Yeah.
20 guys out there and ladies as well, working hard at programming up. We've been working this for a couple of years. It's we'd like to release by now, but we had COVID and were doing it's hard to remember now, isn't it? We had all those challenges of parts coming in, so we shipped all the way through that time. That's made us a few months late, but it's super exciting. I've seen it developing on the desk next to me. It's ultra powerful. It's 4K 60, 444 HDR, tick all those things,
right?
Where it's really neat, and you're coming to see us, I think, at the booth, I'll show you the demo live, is that the way it deals with inputs and outputs. So on the input, we can do infinite crops on an input, so you can take in 4K's worth of pixels and we can chop them up and then replace them anywhere
and so distribute them anywhere, so you could put them in any configuration.
And at the simplest level, you imagine like a website and you're chopping elements out. Yep. But then, if you scale it up and think, the quad 4K players out there, you've got 16K worth of pixels you can distribute anywhere, right? And that'll making the content a dream. We worry too much about kind of the technical side, and the artistic is where it comes to life. So we do that on the input. We can add labels, we can add windows, hundreds of windows. It is like ultra, ultra powerful. And when we're talking about windows, the quality, it's our fifth generation processing engine, so the quality is noticeably different. And then on the output, we can do the same. So, you normally take your video and then you push it out to your LED sender box and then it chops sections out. That's kind of okay. But what we do with Calico Studio, which, if you've seen Choreographer before, Calico Studio is the design and control software for Calico. We can virtually cut that 4K raster to pieces and place it anywhere on our canvas, which is 16 gigapixel square. So we could do some really creative stuff. And I think one of the challenges for me and the rest of the team at Infocom is to be able to show that working. So we've got a demo where we're going to split all those pixels apart. I've got five media players playing in, a live camera, and a couple of other surprise elements coming in. And I'll be splitting those out across the wall. Controlled by QSYS, we're a QSYS automation partner. And you'll be able to come in and turn elements on and off real time. Because the problem with this sort of thing is it'd be quite easy to fake it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're having QSYS on it. It shows it's real time. And we'll have a camera. You know what people do when they get a camera on our booth? They're always clapping.
Yeah.
Trying to see if it's real and if it's low latency and all that stuff. So it's gonna be super exciting. And it's gonna coexist with Corrymaster 2 for a little while. You can see there's different sizes, So Calico, the first release, the 2RU is a 18 4-out 4K 60 is a standard, but we can scale up with additional modules. So there's still a place for both, and we still sell all the Corrymaster family, to be honest. But Calico is going to take us to a brand new place in the market.
Well, let's talk about Green Hippo for just a second, because you have version 4.9, and now you actually have 10-bit video, which is pretty substantial. There's not a lot of companies doing 10-bit video in our segment of the market.
Yeah, and it's a really busy space. I've heard you talk about media servers before on your channel, and it's a really busy space, and you're always kind of playing, sometimes playing catch up. 10-bit is that's what people have been asking for a long time, but you know, that's delivered in 4.9, it's pretty cool. We showed it at ISE. I don't know if you saw it there. We had like a sliding bar.
Yeah, I did.
It's all day people were filling this bar, and because it's a media server, as well as going from 10-bit to 8-bit and back again, we also did little animations on the video as well. So it's pretty cool. You see people, they don't, you know, exhibitions, they don't want to touch anything. So it's like, yeah, go on, pull the bar. And it was pretty cool. And just like with Calico, Green Media Servers, Green Hippo is the same. It's all well and good, but if you haven't got explicit control, it's pointless, isn't it? So, you know, so that was kind of a cool control demo and 444 demo. And we're doing the same at Infocom.
Yeah, it's good. And so, obviously, ACT Entertainment. Talk about that for just a second, because I think that surprised a lot of people. And sort of like, where do you fit into their infrastructure, and why would they do that? Like, tell us what's going on, because North America, they're distributing, obviously, Green Hippo. But
yeah, North America, they're a distributor, and it's super exciting. You know, first we knew was when you knew. I think it was during a bit of a trade show, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Ben Saltzman, who's the big boss. He's really super. He's been here a couple of times now.
Yeah.
Last time we came in this room and it wasn't like this. It was quite a mess. And I showed him a picture and he was like super excited. So they're really engaged with us. They're a brilliant leadership team. We still got David Renaga, Andy Fliss. They're still our key leaders within TV1. But it's just given us such optimism. You know, working within a bigger company, and you know, it's great. We're on their booth. So we've got the media servers are on our booth, the Green Hippo media servers, and also their booth as well. And like I was saying earlier, I'm really excited to bring some of the products in here. So in the UK, they bought another company called Ambersphere, who are a lighting company. So I've met with those guys as well, and we're cooperating. We've got new ideas. And also you'll see when we get to the show and you see some of our literature, I'm now, our brochures and our application sheets, we're pushing into those kind of live markets as well. Not necessarily a pure kind of out and out live event, but you know, the top thing, the corporate live event, you know, the town halls,
yeah,
and the big conferences, you know, I'm highlighting that more because these products fit really well in. And I'll just give you an example where we've used them before. European Union in Brussels,
yeah,
you know, that the entrance, which you've probably seen it on the telly loads, where they welcome the world leaders. That's Green Hippo and TV1 working together. So we're perfect fit. And with ACT, we can supercharge now. We're growing, so I'm recruiting a training associate over in.
Yeah, let's talk about that just a second, because you're gonna revamp all the training, and you're gonna offer a lot more, because now you're not gonna have to be there in person. You're gonna do it virtual as well.
Yeah, so I've done it this way for a while. So we invested in some really good remote gear just after COVID, actually, because we couldn't get out and see people, but. You know, we were incredibly busy during those years, so I had to carry on doing training and demos, and we're extending that. And this room is going to become a multiple brand room. So I'm working with partners. So I've got an LED partner ready, a Pro Panel Semi. I'm looking for another LED partner as well. Working with Unicol, another great British brand. They're going to provide all the mounts for the room. Got QSIS in here, and I'm working with a bunch of other companies. So because that's my feeling with training, people don't want to just see the part of the ecosystem. They want to see the whole ecosystem.
Yeah, they want to see a solution.
Yeah, so you imagine you come here and I, you know, teach all about Calico, and I say, do you want to see it hitched up to a QSIS system? And I could do the programming there and then, you know, makes it a more vibrant environment. So our training is going to be not like boring rows of desks and a teacher at the front. They're going to be kind of more interactive. Also want to do some mini kind of trade shows almost here as well, have multiple brands, bring the experts in, have a open house. We've had success in that in the past with Green Hippo. We've had like artist days where we've invited kind of media server artists in to work with us. So it's an extension of that. And of course, we're going to be a VIXA accredited CTSRU, goes without saying as well. So it's super exciting. This is the first part of the investment. People's next, people are next in both sides of the Atlantic. We're also going to be investing further into our LMS, our learning management system. The moment we've got Hippo School on there, I'm going to do some content for Calico as well. So, and I believe learning, you learn the way you want to learn, don't you? I mean, I don't know what you do, Gary. Do you look at YouTube videos or, you know, we learn in different ways, yeah?
I do it all different ways. Like, however I can get the information, I try to get it. But video is certainly most engaging.
Yeah, so I do a lot of YouTube videos in here as well. A lot of the gear here, you know, I do a lot of partnerships. All the gear, the video gear in here came from Holden, who Midwich, part of Midwich in the UK, you know. So we try and get training wherever people want the touch point. So it's like, it's going to be exciting. And our date is to get started properly is in September. So we get Infocom, then we do our summer holidays, and then bang, straight into September. So it's super exciting days here. I mean, I hope you kind of get that from how excited I am about TV One, the TV One Land, Green Hipper, Act Entertainment. It's like, it's super exciting at the moment. And there's just more and more to come.
Well, Mark, we'll see you in Infocom. You're in the West Hall where all the display companies are.
Yeah.
In booth 1721. And you're also in the InfoLED booth as well.
Yeah, InfoLED and Unilumens as
and
well.
Unilumens,
and the Act booth. So I'm taking my sketches again. Yes, so I think I'll be doing plenty of miles again.
Going back and forth. So anyway, the main booth will be in West Hall, booth 1721. Definitely make sure you put them on your list of companies to go see. All of our Infocom coverage is at raypubs.com/Infocom in the meantime. And we'll, of course, go by their booth and shoot individual videos on everything we talked about here today. Mark, thank you very much for joining us today.
Yeah, no, it's been awesome. I look forward to you're signed up for a VIP tour as well.
I am. I'm excited. Thank you. I appreciate it. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves.